What?
Will you stop opening and closing that Velcro strap on your shoe? I'm trying to edit a script over here.
Sorry, I didn't even know I was doing it. I'll stop.
Thanks. Don!
Why was I doing it again? I'm sorry. It's an unconscious habit. Velcro is kind of addictive.
Evidently.
It's also pretty cool. I wonder how it works.
If I tell you, do you promise to stop?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Velcro was invented in 1948 by a Swiss guy named Georges de Mestral. One day after walking his dog through a field, he noticed burrs stuck to his pants and to the dog's fur. De Mestral was something of an inventor, and the burrs gave him an idea. Looking at them under a microscope, he saw that they had hundreds of tiny hooks. The hooks latched onto loops of thread on his pants, allowing the burrs to cling tightly to the fabric. So de Mestral invented an artificial burr-like material with woven hooks and a fuzzy material with loops for the hooks to grab onto. Otherwise known as hook and loop fastener, when pressed together, the materials fastened like burrs on dog fur.
So why is it called Velcro?
Well, it's a trade name, which is a combination of the French words velour, meaning velvet, and crochet, meaning hook.
Thanks. That's a neat story.
You're welcome. Now, I have work to do.
Me too.
Ah!
What?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.